إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. We also seek refuge of Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. أما بعد فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the Book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into this religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every innovation is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عباد الله. معشر المسلمين. This religion, the religion of Islam, is built upon foundations, principles, and pillars. And a Muslim cannot be a Muslim until he has Iman in these pillars and these foundations, and he acts upon them. So the pillars of Islam are five. And these five pillars, every single Muslim has to have Iman regarding them and act upon them. And they are the five pillars which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. That he said, Buniya al-Islam ala khams. Islam has been built upon five. I.e. five pillars or five foundations. Shahadat an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The first, the testification of At-Tawheed, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. Wa iqam as-salah. And the second pillar is the establishing of the prayer. Wa ita'i zakah. And third pillar is the giving of az-zakah. Wa hijj al-bayt. And the fourth pillar is making the hajj to the house of Allah. Wa sawmi ramadan. And then fifthly, fasting the month of Ramadan. So whoever denies one of these five pillars, then he has left the fold of Islam and he's not considered to be a Muslim. And as for Iman, our belief, the belief of a Muslim, then it is based upon six foundations or six pillars. And these six pillars, which are known as Arkanul Iman, the six pillars of Al Iman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned them in the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim. When Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, akhbirni anil iman. Tell me about al iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, Al iman an tu'mina billah. Al iman is to have belief and faith, iman in Allah. Wa malaikatihi and his angels. Wa kutubihi and his books. Wa rusulihi, his messengers. Wal yawmil akhir, and to have iman in the final day. And then sixthly, al iman bil qadri khayrihi wa sharri. Having iman in the decree of Allah. Everything which is good and everything which is bad, all of it is according to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from these great six foundations and pillars of Islam and of Al-Iman is Al-Imanu bil-Yawm al-Akhir, having faith and belief in the final day. And that is that a Muslim, he knows and he realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created life. And then after life, he created death. And then after this death, he created another life. And the wisdom of this life, the life of the dunya, is that it is al-ibtila. It is a test or an exam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tests us in the life of this dunya. Who is it who believes? And who is the one who disbelieves? Who amongst the people will act and implement the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And who amongst the people will neglect and abandon the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah says in the Quran, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Blessed is the one in whose hand is the kingdom. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has complete ability over everything. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who created death and life in order to test you, who is best amongst you in his actions. So this life, the life of the dunya, it is a test and it is an exam. And the one who does righteous actions, he passes the test. And the one who abandons the righteous actions, then he fails this test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this life and after its death, he created another life. And this is called Hayatul Akhirah, the life of the hereafter. And in this life of the hereafter, the results of this exam are brought forth. So the one who passed his exam in the dunya by doing righteous actions, then he will be rewarded with goodness, delight, happiness and reward. And the one who failed his test of the dunya in that he didn't accept Islam and he didn't practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he will be punished in the hereafter with difficulties, pain and severe punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he addressed those people who passed the exam and he mentioned how their death will be. He said, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ طَيِّبِينَ. That those people whom the angels will take their life or will give them death, طَيِّبِينَ, and they are in a good, beautiful state. يَقُولُونَ السَّلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. And the angels will say to these righteous ones, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be upon you. أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ, enter into Jannah. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, according to that which you used to do. So this ayah shows us that the condition of entering into Jannah is bima kuntum ta'malun, are the actions that you do, the righteous actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addressed and spoke about those people who fail the test and how their death will be and the state that they will be in. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the ones to whom the angels will bring death, ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, in a state of them oppressing themselves. فَأَلْقَوُ السَّلَمَةِ, and then they will put forward their excuses. They will say, مَا كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ مِنْ سُوءٍ, they will put forward an excuse saying, we never used to do any evil. And it will be said to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, rather Allah is more knowing of that which you used to do. فَدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ, so enter into the doors and the gates of Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and stay therein forever. فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ, and how evil an abode for those who are arrogant and abandon Islam. So therefore, the result of our iman in al-yawm al-akhir and having iman in this pillar of Islam, al-imanu bil-yawm al-akhir, isn't a mere belief or a theoretical belief. Rather, it necessitates that we do actions. We do righteous actions in order to pass the exam, and we leave off, abandon evil actions, so we don't fail the exam. And upon every Muslim is to have this iman in al-yawm al-akhir and to act and strive for the hereafter. Al-yawm al-akhir, the final day, it will only be after the establishment of the hour, qiyam al-sa'ah. However, the hour, al-sa'ah, there are 2 hours. There is the minor hour, al-sa'ah al-sughra, and then there is the major hour, which is as-sa'at al-kubra. The minor hour is the death of every person. So when your minor hour is established, and death comes to you, and you enter into your grave, this is the beginning of your yawm al-akhirah. And the time has been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of every single person, that the angel of death will come on this day at this time. And when the angel of death comes, nobody can delay his appointed time or bring it early. As Allah said, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, when their time comes, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, they cannot delay this time, this hour, neither can they bring it forward. And when the time comes and the angel of death approaches, then the soul which was evil, corrupt, did not act by Islam, will be snatched from its body in pain and difficulty and hurt. And as for the soul which is good and pure, used to do righteous actions, seek forgiveness from Allah and repent to Him, then it will be as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, that the angels will say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna, oh tranquil soul, come out. Irji'i ila Rabbi, and go back to your Lord. Radiyatan mardiyya, you are pleased, and you will also be pleased about. And this ruh, this soul, it is something which is real. It is something which is physical. Just like you have a hand, and you have a face and a foot, then the ruh, the soul, it is also real. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ الرُّوحَ إِذَا قُبِضَ تَبِعَهُ الْبَصَرُ, that when the soul is taken by the angel of death, then the eyesight sees the soul, the ruh, and follows it. And then after this, when the soul is taken, a person is then buried into his grave. And he hears the footsteps of the people walking away from the grave. As in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّهُ لَيَسْمَعُ خِفَقَ نَعَالِهِمْ إِذَنْ صَرَفُوا. That the deceased person, he hears the sounds of the footsteps of the people as they are walking away. And perhaps the person who has died in his grave, he is going to be punished because of the actions of his family members, or because of the actions of the people who are attending his janazah or burying him. And that is that if the people are doing acts of shirk, acts of innovation, they are wailing over his death, they are complaining against the decree of Allah, then if the person did not warn them or advise them, or he told them to do this, or he knew that this is the culture of his people, that they do innovations and they do shirkiyat and they wail and they complain, and he did not advise them, then he is also punished. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma in Sahih Bukhari, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ لَيُعَذَّبُ بِبُكَاءِ أَهْلِهِ عَلِي. That the deceased person, verily he is punished, i.e. in his grave, due to the wailing of his family upon him, i.e. if he did not advise them and he did not warn them. And then after a person's soul has been taken away, and then he is put into his grave, and the people walk away, then his soul is returned back to his body. And two angels appear, and they approach the body and the soul of this person in his grave. And they sit him up, and then he is asked the questions. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَتُعَادَ الرُّوحُ إِلَى جَسَدِهِ. That the soul is then returned back to the body. وَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكًا. And two angels come to him. فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ. And then they make him sit up. فَيَقُولَانِ. And then they say to him, مَنْ رَبُّكَ. Who is your Lord? وَمَا دِينُكَ. And what is your religion? وَمَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. And who is this man? Who was the man who was sent amongst you? So the one who is a Muslim, the one who believed, the one who was obedient to his Lord, he did righteous actions, he knew his aqeedah, then he will answer these questions. The Prophet said, وَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. And as for the believer, فَيَقُولُ. Then he will say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I bear witness that Allah is the one who is deserving of worship. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness that that man, he was a messenger of Allah and his worshipper. So then the two angels, they will say to this believer, أُنظُرْ إِلَى مَقْعَدِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Look to your seat or your place in the fire. In the fire. قَدْ أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهِ. Allah has changed for you this place. بِهِ مَقْعَدًا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. With this place in the Jannah. So he will see in his grave the place where he was meant to be in the fire. And he will see in his grave the new place which Allah has given him out of his virtue in Jannah. And he will remain like this. وَأَمَّا الْمُنَافِقُ وَالْكَافِرُ. And as for the munafiq, the kafir, when it is said to him, what do you say about this man? He will say, لَا أَدْرِي. I don't know. كُنْتُ أَقُولُ مَا يَقُولُ النَّاسِ. I used to say whatever the people say. I used to do whatever the people do. And it will be said to him, لَا دَرَيْتَ وَلَا تَلَيْتَ. Neither do you know, and neither did you learn. And then he will be shown his place in the fire. And he will be hit with a hammer or an object made out of iron. فَيَسِيحُ سَيْحَةً. And then he will scream out, يَسْمَعُهَا مَنْ يَلِي. And everybody will hear his screaming, غير الثقلين, except the mankind, the humans and the jinn. And then the believing, obedient person will be in this delight and this reward in his grave. And the grave will be physically expanded for him. And perhaps he will taste some punishment because of his sins. And as for the kafir and the disobedient one, then his grave will be restricted. And this stage here, it is called al-barzakh. And the barzakh is a stage between the dunya and between the akhirah. So it is a life, or it is a dimension, or it is a universe which is out of this dunya, a different dimension or a different parallel to this dunya, a different universe to this dunya. But it is physical. So Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they believe in the ruh and that it is something physical and real. They believe that in the grave, a person will be sat up. Even if a person was to open up the grave, or after a while, the grave was to be opened up, and the body is decomposed or in the casket. But because the barzakh is a different universe or a parallel or a dimension, but it is reality and it is the truth. Physically the angels come to him, and physically they sit him up and they ask him these questions. And physically his grave is expanded, or the grave is restricted. And we believe, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the grave is either rawdatun min riyad al-jannah, it will be a garden from the gardens of paradise, or hufratun min hufarin nar, or a pit from the pits of the fire. And we believe that those people who are living in the grave, i.e. in the barzakh, every single person is alive in the barzakh, either in reward or in punishment. However, this life of theirs has no relation to the life of the dunya. So they cannot hear those who speak in the dunya, except in specific situations. And they cannot answer the dua of the people in the dunya. And they cannot interact with the people in the dunya. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-qabru awwalu manazil al-akhirah," that the grave is the first step or the first stage of the hereafter. فَإِن نَجَى مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرُ. So whoever passes, succeeds in the grave, then that which is after is easy and better. وَإِن لَمْ يَنْجُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدُ. And whoever does not succeed, whoever fails the test in the grave, then that which is afterwards is more severe. And as for As-sa'at al-kubra, the major hour, then this is Yawm al-Qiyamah. And regarding Yawm al-Qiyamah, Muslims, we believe in certain things. The first thing we believe in is An-Nafkh wal-Ba'th. An-Nafkh is the blowing of the trumpet. And there will be two times the trumpet is blown. The first time the trumpet is blown, everybody who is living will die. And then the second time the trumpet is blown, everybody will then be resurrected. And this is al-ba'th. I.e. that those who died, whether it's the people in the graves, or those people who died with the first blowing of the trumpet, they will all be resurrected. And Allah says in the Quran, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ. That then after this, after your life, you will die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. And then, on the day of resurrection, all of you will be resurrected. And Allah says, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Indeed, the hour, it is coming, and there is no doubt in it. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And Allah will resurrect, I raise up again, those who are in their graves. And then we also believe in Al-Hashr. And the meaning of Al-Hashr is that all of the people, they will be gathered and brought to a certain place. And they will congregate in this place in order to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And you should know that to Him you will all gather and congregate. And in some of the hadith, and this congregation will be upon this earth. In some of the hadith it is mentioned that the place of congregation will be in Sham, the area of Syria and Palestine and that area. Like the hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad, which was graded as Sahih by Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ha huna tuhsharun. There you will be resurrected. Ha huna tuhsharun. Ha huna tuhsharun. And then the narrator of the hadith, he says, Wa ashara biyadihi ila al-Sham. He would point towards his hand towards al-Sham. And then the next thing we believe in is al-Ard wal-Hisab. And the meaning of al-Ard and al-Hisab is your accountability in front of Allah, in which you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single person. And your actions will be shown, your statements will be shown, your books will be given to you, that which the angels used to write. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. So the one who is given his book or his record in his right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Then he will have an easy hisab, an easy accountability. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And the one who is given his record with his left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. Then he will say, if only I was not given this record or this book. And then we also believe in the next step, which is al-mizan or al-wazn. Al-mizan. And the meaning of al-mizan is the scale. The scales which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forward, upon which the actions and the statements of the people are measured. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. That the one whose scales are heavy, i.e. with good deeds, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ رَاضِيَةٍ. Then he will be in a pleased and pleasurable state. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And as for the one whose scales are light, because he did not do good deeds, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٍ. Then his final abode is هَاوِيَةٍ. هَاوِيَةٍ, i.e. the fire. Then after this, we believe that the next step is الصِّرَاط. And الصِّرَاط is the bridge that every single person will cross over, Muslim or non-Muslim. And this bridge is on the edges of the fire. So the believers, they'll pass by this bridge quickly, according to their sins. And as for the disbelievers, as they are passing by, they will fall into the pits of Jahannam. We ask Allah for safety. And the believers, they'll pass at different speeds. So those who do not have sins, or who Allah has virtue and mercy upon them, they will pass quickly. And others will pass slowly according to their sins. And every single person will pass upon it. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every single one of you will pass upon this sirat. And the slogan of the believers, or the call of the believers, will be as they are passing the sirat, رَبِّي سَلِّمْ سَلِّمْ. Oh my Lord, save me, save me. And then the next stage in the Akhirah is the Qantara. And the Qantara is another bridge. So there are two bridges, Al-Sirat and Al-Qantara. The disbelievers, they will fall from the Sirat, the first bridge. The Qantara is a second bridge between the fire and between Jannah. And only the believers who now remain, they will now pass upon this Qantara. And again, according to their good deeds and according to their sins. So those who had many good deeds, and they used to seek forgiveness for their sin and repent to Allah, then they will pass upon the Qantara quickly and enter into Jannah. And others will fall into the fire in their various levels according to their sins. And then they will come, those who remain, the believers who have passed by the Sirat and passed by the Qantara, they will come to paradise. And they will see that the doors of paradise are closed shut. So then they will wait for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from all of the prophets, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the virtue or the honor of asking for the doors of Jannah to be opened. And our ummah will be the first ummah which will enter into Jannah. The last ummah to come and the last prophet to come. Yet the first ummah to enter into Jannah and the first prophet to open the doors of Jannah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وبعد عباد الله, brothers and sisters, every single person, Muslim or non-Muslim, will pass upon the sirat, the first bridge, which is on the edges of the fire. And then after this, those who have passed this, they will then come to the qantara. And the qantara is between the fire and Jannah. And they will pass upon the qantara. And there will be those amongst the Muslims who are rewarded and enter into Jannah. And those amongst the Muslims who will be punished in the fire. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will then seek intercession. And this is al-shafa'ah. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate and plead in front of him for those, for people from amongst his ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other prophets and messengers, the scholars, the martyrs and the righteous people, all of them will seek al-shafa'ah, intercession. Yashfa'u yawm al-qiyamati al-anbiya. The Prophet said that on the day of resurrection, the prophets will seek al-shafa'ah. Thumma al-ulama. And then after this, the scholars. Thumma al-shuhada. And then after this, the martyrs. And he said, shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamati li-ahli al-kabair min ummati. My shafa'ah, my intercession on the day of resurrection will be for the people of major sins from my ummah. And this shafa'ah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come to Allah. And he will fall into a sujood, into prostration. And he will remain in sujood a very long time, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until Allah decides. And he says to him, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, irfa' rasak. Raise your head. Wasal tu'ta. And now ask and you will be given. Washfa' tushaffa. And seek your intercession. Plead for your people. And your intercession will be accepted. And this shafa'ah is different types. So, those who will be in paradise, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make shafa'ah that their rank in paradise is increased. And those who are not deserving to enter into Jannah amongst the believers, then the Prophet will make shafa'ah that they enter into Jannah. And those who are in the fire from amongst the believers, then the Prophet will make intercession and plead that they leave the fire and they enter into Jannah. And those who are being punished in the fire severely, the Prophet will make intercession for the believers that their punishment is lightened and it is weakened. So like this, the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is various levels and various types. However, at the end of everything, this shafa'ah, this intercession is only for the people of At-Tawheed. Either people who implemented At-Tawheed, they knew At-Tawheed, they died upon At-Tawheed, however they had some sin. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was questioned by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Man as'adu nas bi shafa'ati. Who are the people who are truly deserving of your shafa'ah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? He said, Man qala la ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbi. The one who said la ilaha illallah with sincerity from his heart. And the only one who can say la ilaha illallah with sincerity and knowledge and certainty is the person of At-Tawheed. As for the person of Ash-Shirk, regardless of how righteous his deeds are, if he dies upon shirk, then there's no forgiveness for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive that shirk is committed or pardons are ascribed to him. So the affair at the end of it comes to At-Tawheed and comes to Ash-Shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from Ash-Shirk. We ask Allah Jalla fil Ula to make us from the people of At-Tawheed. We ask Allah to give us life and death upon At-Tawheed. We ask Allah to enter us amongst those people who have the shifa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li walidina wa lil muslimina ajma'in. Allahumma tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Aqim as-salah.